You're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Days. Today I'm joined by Oglethorpe University Head Women's Basketball Coach Aaron Nestor. And Coach, first of all, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
Coach, you enter your first season as the head coach of the Stormy Peachels. Just take me through your mindset as you guys are preparing for the start of college basketball season.
Well, I think we're excited. We have a bunch of kids that have been working hard the past few weeks. We put in a lot of effort since I was hired in May to become a much closer team, a tighter-knit team, and I think we're accomplishing some of those goals right now.
Coach, when you first arrived at Oglethorpe, as you mentioned back in May, what was the first thing that you wanted to sort of change in the program and put your stamp on the team as you guys move forward into this season?
Honestly, I think effort and having fun. I think it's been a couple tough years for the program in general. And right now, I just want to get our kids' mindset into competition and enjoying playing basketball.
You mentioned, Coach, last year a tough season, 6-19, 5-11 in conference play. And not only, I think, tough on the court, but also just sort of with Coach Sattell having to take a leave of absence and interim head coach. How important has it been to this team, the stability that you've been able to bring as the head coach?
I think it's been important. I think the girls are grasping some of the things that we're trying to instill in our program moving forward, and they've done a great job with it.
Coach, Katie Weeks, the lone senior on your team, talk about her role not only as a leader off on the court, but especially in terms of helping you as you dive into your first year as the head coach there of the Stormy Peachels.
Well, Katie's a kid that plays hard all the time. She kind of plays kamikaze style in a way, and, you know, she is our returning leading scorer. And I'm looking for her to do the same things this year and be able to put the ball in the basket on a consistent basis.
Coach, you returned three of your top four scorers from a season ago you inherit on this team. Just talk about the importance of that returning talent and helping you out as head coach.
It's always nice to have experience to fall back on. I mean, these kids that have been through the conference grind, they know what it takes. And obviously, as a coach, you always rely on your veterans to move the program forward.
Last season, defensively, Oglethorpe held teams to shooting just 37.5%, third best in the SCAC. How do you continue that trend defensively moving forward into this year?
It's a mindset, and that's something we're going to look to continue and hopefully even improve on. For us to win basketball games, we have to defend every single night and give great effort on the defensive end of the floor.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Women's Basketball Media Day. Today I'm joined by Oglethorpe University Head Women's Basketball Coach Aaron Nestor. And Coach, what's been the biggest surprise you've seen from your team as you guys have gone through preseason and get prepared for this year?
Team chemistry. No doubt about it. I think we've grown tremendously from the team chemistry standpoint, and I think eventually that's going to carry us a long way as we move forward into the season.
Last season, Coach, the Peachels -6.5 in the rebounding margin per game. How do you improve upon that heading into this year?
Well, we're working on it, and that's going to be something that progresses daily. You know, rebounding's a mindset. And hopefully our kids are eventually and taking steps to improve in that area, and I think we will over the course of the season.
For our listeners, what can they expect to see from an Aaron Nestor-led basketball team?
Great effort, great attitudes and sportsmanship. We're going to defend every night and continue to execute offensively.
Coach, I know you came in, as I mentioned, in May, and so you didn't have a ton of time to get out on the recruiting trail, but you did bring in, I think, three freshmen. Just talk about these three girls, and do you expect, do you see them having an immediate impact on the floor for the Peachels this year?
You know, the three freshmen are working hard in practice every day. They're being great teammates, which I think is extremely important. And I really do have high hopes for two of them, Asia Atwater and Christian Langston. I think are both guards that down the line can become really good college basketball players.
Coach, the SCAC is an extremely competitive women's basketball conference that you step into in your first year as a head coach there of the Peachels. What do you expect to be your biggest challenge as a head coach trying to navigate through the SCAC conference schedule?
The depth. I think this year in the SCAC is extremely deep. There's a lot of talented players on pretty much every team. And I think it's a grind as you go through it. And it's just going to be whoever can consistently bring effort on a night-to-night basis will probably come out on top.
And finally, Coach, as you look forward to your first year there as the coach, what are some of the goals that you have for this Oglethorpe Stormy Peachels basketball team?
Just to get better every day, get better every day on the defensive end, execute offensively, and obviously become better teammates. And that's just something we strive for every day in our program.
Oglethorpe University head women's basketball coach Aaron Nestor. Again, the Peaches open up their 2011-12 campaign November 15th at home against Emory. Coach, thanks again so much for your time, and best of luck as you move forward throughout the rest of the year.